Sinfinians Magazine, March 2026. Dear friends, I recently heard an interview on the radio with a lady who was a super fan of the band Depeche Mode. They have been together as a band over 40 years, and as this lady was celebrating her 60th birthday, she planned to see them 3 times over the course of a year in different European cities. Since her teenage years, she reckoned she had seen them play live over 50 times. She struck me as someone who was truly dedicated as a follower. She had all their albums and every book that had been written about them. We sometimes see similar levels of dedication among sports fans who will follow their team to matches, home and away, week in and week out. It takes a lot of commitment to be such a dedicated fan, as there will be difficult seasons, bad results, losses of form and perhaps relegations to a lower league to cope with on that journey. Lent is a season in the church's calendar when people have the opportunity to think about what it looks like to be a dedicated follower of Jesus in an increasingly divided and complex world. Churches, both locally and globally, will often put on programmes to help people to think about this question, and we at Sinfinians are no exception. This year, we are looking together at what it means to be a follower of Jesus over the 6 weeks of Lent. We will be looking at some of Jesus' teachings in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, and using the writings of a renowned German theologian and pastor called Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died in a German concentration camp in 1945 as a result of his opposition to Adolf Hitler and the rise of Nazism in Germany. Ryan, our curate, will be looking at Bonhoeffer's teaching on following Jesus, much of which was written in prison. These are the proposed sessions which will take place on Thursdays in church at 7:30 p.m. beginning on the 19th of February. Week 1, the cost of discipleship, cheap grace versus costly grace. Week 2, community. Christian community means community through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. Week 3, the day together, the responsibility of the gathered body. Week 4, the day alone, the responsibility of the individual disciple. Week 5, servanthood and mission. Week 6, confession and communion. Much of the teaching will come from Jesus' teaching and Bonhoeffer's classic books, Life Together and the Cost of Discipleship. During Holy Week, we are inviting a number of guests to share what following Jesus looks like in their daily lives. The lineup remains to be confirmed. We are excited to have some very diverse and interesting people to share their experiences with us. We hope that if people invest 35 to 40 minutes of their time on Thursday evenings, it will help people to grow in faith and understanding and think about these things in their own lives. If I were to summarise my own ambition for Lent 2026, it's how I might become a closer follower of Jesus. There is always so much to learn, and we are grateful to Ryan for sharing his research and scholarship and hopefully stimulating much thought among us. We hope you'll be able to join us on this special journey. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. The Easter General Vestry, the annual business meeting of the Church, will take place on Tuesday the 14th of April 2026 at 7:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. At this meeting, a new select vestry will be elected, and the Rector and Treasurer will present annual reports. Everyone is welcome to attend. This month, prayer meetings by Zoom will not take place due to the Lenten services. Do you have a concern or problem or would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 075-139-47504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. From the registers, Christian Burial, 9th of February in Roselawn, Diane Henderson. Our midweek Lenten services will begin on Thursday, 19th of February, and will take place each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. throughout Lent. This year we are considering what it means to be a follower of Jesus through some of Jesus' teachings in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, and using the writings of a renowned German theologian and pastor called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. See the Rector's letter for more details. Sinfinians is hosting the annual World Day of Prayer service in this area on Friday the 6th of March at 8 p.m. Ladies from the local churches will be leading the service. The theme is I Will Give You Rest, Come, and is based on the experiences of Christian women in Nigeria. We hope to welcome you all as we join our neighbours in a great wave of prayer encircling the world. Julie Cunningham, Secretary, WDP, Belfast East 1. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for those who are sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for the service and also for tea, coffee, scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. Career Crafters, the craft group will finish for Easter on Tuesday the 24th of March and will resume on Tuesday the 14th of April. We meet on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Coffee, tea and a warm welcome are always on offer. Janet Johnson, 077-11-885-203. Divine Healing Ministries, the next Divine Healing Ministry service will be held on Tuesday 24th of March at 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker will be Dr. Stephen Rogers, Kingsway Church, Dunmurry. Ladies Friendship Group, our first meeting on Wednesday the 11th of March will be lunch, the venue for which is still to be confirmed. We will keep you informed. We are welcoming Eric Woods on 25th of March at 2 p.m. to speak about beguines. These unfamiliar terms refer to medieval laywomen living in semi-religious communities in clusters of houses around churches. They continue to exist, helping those in need, though mainly in secular communities. This promises to be a very interesting afternoon. As usual, tea and biscuits will be on offer. We look forward to seeing you. Julie Cunningham, 078-149-28398. Flower donation rota for March. 1st of March, Mrs. M. Corbett. 8th of March, Mrs. M. Carlton. 15th of March, Mrs. J. Logan. 22nd of March, Miss C. Hamilton. 29th of March, Mrs. B. Wilson. Mother's Union. Hello, everyone. Here we are in the season of Lent again and approaching another Holy Week at Easter. Hopefully the weather will improve and the lighter nights are on the way. Driving through town on the daily commute when I'm sitting at red lights, I have time to glance at the billboards, now mostly electronic. One that was notable at Christmas time was for Lund's and showed a picture of a lovely gift box, red and gold trimmed with ribbon and bow. The caption said, "Every gift begins with a story." The story Lund's were thinking of presumably was of a ring or necklace making the love of, say, a fiancé for his beloved one. Mind you, I'm not sure many of us could afford many of the high-end items on offer at Lund's. This reminded me of the story of the best gift ever given, God's gift of his son Jesus as a baby to the world, celebrated at Christmas and culminating in the Passion narratives, Good Friday and Easter. As Mother's Union members, one of the main aims is to promote married life. So when you got engaged or chose a ring, one was chosen for you, you will remember the joy and excitement of those days, followed by getting married and adding a wedding band to your collection. As we come to our March meeting, we are looking forward to our speaker, who will be talking about jewellery and offering an opinion and valuation of some of the pieces which members may bring. It should be an interesting evening. The Bible says many things about treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Matthew 13, verses 45 to 46. Or do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. When we look at our precious rings and bracelets and associated memories, it will help us ponder the heavenly treasures too. Branch meeting Thursday the 5th of March 2026 at 7:30 p.m. Speaker George Gribben. Festival service Monday 23rd of March at 7:30 p.m. Seago Parish Church, Portadown. Diocesan Holy Communion service Thursday 2nd of April at 10:30 a.m. Knockbreda Parish Church. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, 07596-075081. Heather Leckie, Branch Leader, 07833-905-017. The Mother's Union Festival Service will take place in Seago Parish Church, Portadown, on Monday 23rd of March at 7:30 p.m. An area coach has been organised and will depart from Knockbreda Church car park at 6 p.m. arriving back to Belfast at approximately 11 p.m. The cost is £7 per person, and to save collecting cash in the coach, perhaps you would bring payment to our March meeting. This annual service is a lovely occasion, with the branch banners being processed, and we look forward, as always, to your loyal support for this branch. If you'd like to go and have not already added your name to the list, please let me know. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary. The Anchor Boys will not be meeting on Tuesday 17th of March due to St. Patrick's Day and will finish on Tuesday 24th of March for the Easter break. Company and junior sections will finish for Easter with attendance at the Holy Week service on Monday 30th of March. Both the BB and Anchor Boys will resume their meetings week commencing Monday 13th of April. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. For anyone who might be available, work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday 28th of March. See you then, Jim Hawhey, Gleeborden. Change in service patterns. Normally on the fifth Sunday of the month, we have a service of wholeness and healing, but because of how Easter falls this year, we are having the service of wholeness and healing this month on the fourth Sunday of the month. Palm Sunday will be observed as part of a service of morning prayer on the fifth Sunday of the month. Next month, our Connect service will be on the second Sunday of the month, as Easter Day is the first Sunday of the month. On Easter Day, there will be celebrations of Holy Communion at 9 a.m, 11 a.m, and 7 p.m. Sinfinian's toddler group has had an extraordinary start to our 25-26 year, and as a result, we have a large number of children registered to attend. In order to ensure safety and comfort to all attending, we unfortunately have to close our registration books to new children at this time for this academic year. We will be maintaining a waiting list and hope to be able to accommodate those interested as soon as possible. Please text Heather on 07 74 00 95 615 to register interest. Please note that if you have completed a registration form for 25-26, you continue to be very welcome to attend on Mondays. The toddler team appreciate your understanding. Toddlers will finish for the Easter break on Monday 23rd of March and will meet again on Monday 13th of April. During the 11 a.m. service, there is a creche available for younger children who are not yet old enough for Sunday school. Feel free to bring your children to the Houston Hall before or during the service. Services for March: Sunday 1st of March, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday 8th of March, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday 15th of March, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, Youth Group in Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 22nd of March, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. A Service of Wholeness and Healing, Youth Group in Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 29th of March, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. This month, the youth group will meet on Sundays 15th and 22nd of March at 11 a.m. in the Coffee Bar. Sinfinian's History Project. Many thanks to everyone who has already submitted such a variety of interesting stories and memories and photographs to the Sinfinian's 100th Anniversary History Project. We would be most grateful to continue to receive your stories about the people, events and changes in the parish, so do please have a think about anything that might be relevant. We would also like to gather information from the last 25 years of all the new initiatives that have been developed in the parish. For example, the Ladies' Friendship Group, Messy Church, Craigor Crafters, Pickleball and Pilates. Any contributions can be submitted on a Word document. Please contact Linda in the church office by email, phone or post, or email sinfinians100years@outlook.com. If you are aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you'd like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email sinfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Trevor Smith for providing the 14th article in this history series about Wilson Crawford and the Boys Brigade. Not too many years ago, a young first-year company section boy in the 74th Belfast Boys Brigade Company was asked the question, "Who founded the Boys Brigade?" Without the slightest hesitation, he replied, "Mr. Crawford." Now, while not quite as old as the founder, Wilson was so influential in the BB that the young man's reply was not far off the mark in terms of Sinfinians. Wilson played a major part in the post-war rebuilding of the organisation in the Craigor area. His enthusiasm and dedication saw him organise the Life Boys, as leader in charge and support Jack Gardner and the company. Between them, they provided so many opportunities for young men from the Craiga and Downshire estates and the rapidly expanding housing areas of Rochester, Tudor, Merrick and Glencharra. In the austerity of the 1950s, boys between the ages of 8 and 18 were able to participate in interesting educational, sporting and fun activities, including the introduction of summer camps at McCormick's Farm in Ballywalter. When Bill Bradfield replaced Jack Gardner as captain, Wilson ensured a seamless progression by providing a solid link between the previous and new captains. The dynamic duo took the 74th into the 1960s with a willingness to move with the times. Trips, camps, visits, badge work, group and battalion events, Wilson and Bill managed to come up with something innovative every time. With the Life Boys and the junior section, they became known in 1966. Wilson ably supported by junior officers such as Dorothy, Muriel, Avril, Kathleen, Alistair and Ian. Frequently accompanied by Bob Cook, tried everything to broaden the boys' experiences. Nature rambles in the Castlereagh Hills and Craiga Glens were regular occurrences, and it was no great hardship to take the 15 or 20 boys by corporation bus to climb the Cave Hill. Ganaway, Portrush and Whitehead were among the exotic locations for days out, and on one occasion provided the additional excitement of climbing Tor Head in a hired minibus, which at a crucial moment was discovered not to have a handbrake. Working with the older boys in the company section, Wilson was the driving force behind the introduction of the Duke of Edinburgh Award to the company. His camp craft and map skills were vital in the expedition section, and the training he provided saw nine boys progress from bronze level to achieve the Gold Award in the late 1960s. Always keen to move with the times, Wilson and Bill embarked on a series of foreign summer camps in the 1960s and 70s. Every one of those camps on the west coast of Scotland, Wales and the Isle of Man has produced a wealth of stories, some of which might not be repeatable. Every camp also strengthened the bond between officers and boys and generated a unique comradeship which has lasted over the years. Throughout his 50 plus years association with the BB, Wilson experienced joys and great sorrow, such as the deaths of some very close friends. He embraced change, moved with the times and activities, and provided outstanding leadership. Everyone who came into contact with Wilson had their own special story. The Chickens of Leven, the Barmouth Ladies, rice pudding, hill walking in Port Erin. In big things and in small, Wilson enriched the lives of so many young men through his time, energy and experience he devoted to them. In all that time, he did not lose sight of the objective of the BB, and through his genuine love and concern for the boys and his care, he was a living example of the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys. St Finian's Pilates. Quite some time ago, I had written briefly about off-the-mat-based Pilates, and in this article, I'd like to talk in a bit more detail about chair Pilates, is an enjoyable and beneficial alternative to most traditional forms of exercise that require you to get up and down from the floor. If you have mobility issues, the thought of regular public classes can be intimidating and can put you off, but the good news is that there are a number of simple exercises and seated exercises that will keep you going and allow you to live well and have a healthier later life. The benefits include improved strength, coordination, mobility, flexibility, balance, breathing, concentration and posture. The sad fact is that we lose around 3-8% of muscle mass every decade after the age of 30, so it's important to keep using our muscles so that they remain as strong and flexible as possible. A very important aspect of later lives is being able to balance and help prevent falls as we grow older, and there are a number of balance exercises that can be performed whilst using the chair for support and to ensure safety. One example will be to start by placing both hands on the back of a chair and raising one leg to lift the toes off the ground, and gradually building up to taking one hand off, maybe even both hands, while keeping the chair handy if you begin to feel too wobbly. As with all the exercises, there will be scope to progress to more challenging balances. Just as for mat Pilates, the starting point for all the chair exercises is correct posture and engaging the pelvic floor and abdominal muscles, so it's important to learn how to sit. The following instructions show how to sit correctly. Once on the chair, sit slightly away from the back so you're not leaning or slouching, then place your feet hip-width apart with the knees directly above your ankles. Next, gently tilt the pelvis forward and back until it's in a neutral position. And it's helpful to imagine the pelvis as a bowl of water. Tilt forwards and it spills out the front, tilt backwards and it spills out the back. So the aim is to keep the imaginary water in the bowl. When in this position, the next stage is to engage the abdominal and pelvic floor muscles the way you would when you do sitting for mat Pilates, i.e. gently pull the tummy in towards your spine, somewhere between the third and halfway, and then contract the pelvic floor muscles by imagining stopping passing some urine or breaking wind by pulling in gently front and back. It sounds strange, but it's the best way to describe it. And this will activate the deep abdominal muscles. You are ready to perform all the exercises safely to gain the maximum benefit. I'll not go into detail about them, but I would like to mention the simple sit-to-stand exercise, which strengthens the muscles in your thigh and core, including the back and gluteals, which is so important to us as we age. Hopefully this will whet your appetite to learn more about chair Pilates. Until next time, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. A small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, contact John Waterworth by phone 07941 368 546, or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details, Rector, telephone 028 90 793 822, Curate 07594890019, email ryan.sinfinianscraiga@gmail.com. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 028 9079 2793, office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you'd like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. 028 9079 2793, or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the April magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org, or telephone the parish office 028 90 79 2793 by noon on Tuesday 3rd of March. Don't forget to check out the church website, sinfinians.org.